last year, Sea Alaska Heritage asked me, after I'd done an application the year before, if I would like to illustrate a couple of books for them. It's for the program Baby Raven Reads. So it's helping all of everyone in Southeast and elsewhere that comes and reads these books to learn about our culture here in Southeast with the Haidas, Tlingits, and Tsimshians. And my background is I'm Haida. So the first book is actually a Haida book, and they're all oral tradition stories that are now being retold with illustrations.
Okay, that sounds fun. Is that your first foray into book illustrations?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and it's been an amazing journey. I've learned so much that I had no idea. I had no idea. And the books are really quite colorful and delve into kind of like the different ways of thinking traditionally that we have that maybe not everyone is so aware of. So we do, like in, for instance, Haida culture, probably Tsimshian and Tlingit as well. Like when you pass away, if you pass away in the ocean, you reincarnate into an orca spirit. So the first book actually is about that journey, the journey kind of into the spirit world, into the orca world. And it's pretty fun, actually. Okay. And the second book that I've done is a Tlingit story, Woman Marries Bear, which was also really fun to illustrate. And so, yeah, I'll be done with that, with them by the end of the month.
And when are they due out?
They will be published in August. Okay. So they'll be out this fall. And then another really awesome thing that's happening is that many people know that I announced that I was retiring from jewelry. And so part of that is because I'm really excited about doing these books and to help preserve our culture here in Southeastern Alaska. But the day after, or maybe hours actually, after I had posted that and then deleted it, but it's still true, is that there was a woman that had found my Instagram account, and she wrote me and had said, you know, wow, I love your Instagram account. We'd like to do an article, or we'd like you to be in our magazine, Where Women Create magazine, and we'd like to put like an 8 to 10 page spread on how you are inspired and how that goes. So it's going to be quite colorful and beautiful. And so part of being here in Southeast right now too is me taking pictures, and a lot of those images will go into the magazine this fall.
Well, you've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
So on the jewelry side, you are still going to retire from making?
I'm in transition. Okay. I make all of the jewelry. I don't think everyone realizes that I actually individually hand make all of the pieces. I sometimes do have an assistant, and she helps me cut out metal, but for the most part I do all the work, and there's just not enough time. There's just not enough hours in the day. So.
And you've been doing it for 15 years, I think your website said.
Wow. Yeah, and this year we got into the Smithsonian Renwick Gallery store. So, but it's like an Americana store. So it represents like all like artists from across the United States, like fine craft. So that's also really exciting. And that just transpired also like within the last month and a half.
Wow. Okay. A lot of things going on.
Yeah.
So it might be people's last chance to get new work.
Yeah, for a while anyway. Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm looking at the ones you have on. They're
yes.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Those look like straight metal work.
Yeah, these are classic ones I've been doing for a while. And yeah, the jewelry is really transformed. You know, last summer I spent here in Petersburg, and I was gillnetting and bartending and waitressing. And when I got back to Colorado, I was really inspired by, for me, when I spend any time in nature, my brain basically like explodes, because I see everything in color and shapes and patterns. And then after spending the summer here, there was so many creative ideas that I had. And so when I returned back to Colorado, I started doing things a little bit different. I was designing my own plates that we use for cutting metal and doing things like that. So everything is really, not that it wasn't one of a kind before, but I mean, it's like really one of a kind. So there, you know, everything is original from my designs that have been out for the last few months anyway.
Okay. And a mix of straight metal work and metal enamel?
And enamel.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And many people know that, but I've developed my own enameling technique. So the work that we have out there that I've done is there's really nothing like it anywhere in the world. So it's kind of exciting. It is exciting, even though I'm retiring for the moment. that they're really great pieces that I'm excited. And I'm excited to do this during Mayfest because there's just so much wonderful energy and smiles. And hopefully everybody, I'm going to be taking pictures of everybody. So maybe you'll be in the magazine.